B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. Sophie hates being the youngest child. She feels like she'll always be the baby of the family, no matter how old she gets, and she wishes she could be older than someone for once. She asks her mum if they would consider having another baby if she promises to be really well behaved all the time and to help out a lot. Her mum laughed and said, "Thank you, dear, but we don't want to have another baby, on moral grounds. If we were to have another baby, then we would be contributing to the world's excess population, and deciding to only have two children is the one way we, as a family, are helping to preserve the planet and conserve its natural resources." She gave Sophie a book to read written by a demographer that discussed the effects increasing numbers have on the world. When the birth rate exceeds the death rate, the population grows disproportionately. Because of advances in technology and medicine, more people are being born and are also living longer. Since 1960, population numbers have doubled in size from 3 billion to 6 billion. If it carries on increasing this quickly, then we will encounter serious problems for sustaining life on Earth. There isn't enough space for the required housing, and we're starting to build on arable land, which means soon there won't be enough land for growing food. Also, proper social and sanitation systems will become difficult to maintain if there are too many people relying on them. If people remain so set in their ways and don't start to adapt accordingly, then more and more animals and plants will become extinct. Sophie realised that there is no point in trying to convince her mum and dad to have another baby. If only it were possible to have a little brother or sister without adding to the population numbers, Sophie could still get what she wants. Adoption! If they were to adopt another child, then it wouldn't make any difference to population numbers. Sophie decides that she should get some information on adopting for her mum and dad. She's sure that if only she could find a way to put forward the idea, they would be keen as well. She decides to go on the internet, look up a local adoption agency, and order an information pack. She might get into trouble, but she doesn't care. She's too excited about the idea of a new baby sister or brother to stop now. She wishes she could go and tell everyone about it already, but she'd better not get ahead of herself.